It's 7:10, and kids hop back on the school bus today in Prince George's County for the first day of classes, but they'll be joined by a new first-time rider on those buses, a GPS device. Joining us live now is Kevin Maxwell, CEO of the Prince George's County School District. Good morning, Mr. Maxwell. First of all, what is the goal of putting the GPS devices on those buses for people who might know how they can help you out?
Well, there are hundreds of school bus routes in Prince George's County, and well over 1,000 buses will be rolling out this morning with drivers, obviously, and making sure that they're getting where they need to be on time is the goal of the GPS. There were some issues here in the past in Prince George's County with getting people to the right places and needing directions, and so that problem is solved.
What can you tell the kids and the teachers and parents as everyone, you know, gets back into the swing of things this morning? What is going to be new, and what should get them excited about the schools in Prince George's County?
Well, there are a number of things that are new besides the GPS. We have all-day pre-kindergarten at 8 of our schools for over 350 children. We have some program expansions. We have a brand-new high school at Oxon Hill High School, an elementary school at Avalon, some other refurbished buildings, Doswell Brooks Elementary School. Our teachers have been, you know, working hard, as our support staff has, to get school ready to open. Teachers are ready. They're prepared to start teaching today. They should be excited about the opportunities that exist for them to get a great education.
Yeah, I mean, you are the head of a big team, and I'm guessing it must be vitally important to have your teachers energized about the job ahead this year. How do you go about instilling that energy in them?
Well, our teachers, we started with new teachers with a boot camp a few weeks ago and then new teacher orientation. Our teachers came back last week, and we had a video for them and some training sessions to make sure that they are, you know, up to, you know, date with the new initiatives that are happening. We did some work on the Common Core, for example, and instructional delivery. So we're making sure that they're prepared and having that confidence that they know what they need to be doing differently from past years, and that they are prepared and ready to go for their kids.
So as you look at the new school year ahead, are there things that, you know, the kids are going to notice that they haven't seen in the past? I mean, kids are really observant.
Well, I think, again, in the new schools, they're going to see, you know, the brand new furniture, the brand new buildings, the opportunities that they have there. Certainly, you know, with the all-day pre-kindergarten, those are new kids to the school system, so they're not going to really see that, but it's new. I think that, you know, as kids come back to school, it's not so much the newness as it is the preparedness for the teaching and learning process. There are some new things there. Teachers obviously are going to be teaching an evolving curriculum as we have adjusted and are continuing to adjust to the Common Core. And so they're going to see some things being taught a little bit differently. They're going to see the content change a little bit. But again, whether they're, you know, some of that's going to happen without them really knowing. Some of it's going to happen. It's going to be clear to them that the sequence of things have changed.
What about homework on the first day back to school? You for that?
I'm a big fan of homework every day. I think that the more we can do to get our kids prepared to be competitive in a global world is really, really important. And making sure that, you know, we have, you know, work going on. I'm in favor of summer reading programs and those kind of things as well. So, yes, the more time we spend devoted to education, the better educated we are.
Well, best of luck for a great school year in Prince George's County.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it with great excitement today.
Kevin Maxwell is CEO of the Prince George's County School District.
I bet you got new shoes and everything for it today. We're on the way to about 80 degrees. We had some fog earlier on.